This is KUT. Vaccines have been in the news yet again this past week. Last week, California's governor signed a bill that does away with exemptions for vaccination requirements in that state. Meanwhile, a healthcare company in Central Texas says it will no longer treat children who don't get fully immunized. The company cites a measles outbreak that started in Disneyland last year as a chief reason for the policy change. KUT's Benonica Setagovia reports on the debate in Texas, which does allow parents to opt out of vaccinations.
Okay, just our hands. Not our whole bodies today, just our hands.
Allison Rogers' oldest son has autism. Rogers has two younger sons and is pregnant with her fourth child. They live about 20 miles outside of Central Austin. From here, the easiest doctor's office to get to is a branch of the Austin Regional Clinic, or ARC. The company has 70 pediatricians who care for about a third of the pediatric patients in the region, but they're about to lose some patients.
Unfortunately, I think a lot of the patients that need protecting are the ones they're now driving away.
Last week, ARC announced it will no longer accept new or existing pediatric patients who aren't getting fully vaccinated. Patients like Rogers' children.
We are very worried that we are putting our vulnerable patients at risk.
Allison Ziari is a pediatrician with ARC. In Travis County, the percentage of children who aren't fully vaccinated has gone up from 0.66% in 2007-2008 to 1.75% in 2013-2014.
Because of this experience that we're starting to see the numbers creep up, and because of the situation with the measles outbreak, we knew we really had to take a stand to protect our patients.
There is broad consensus in the scientific community that vaccines are safe. But some parents, like Allison Rogers, believe some vaccines harm children, like her own.
I didn't arrive to this position in a very comfortable way. I truly believe that I have a vaccine-injured child. And I truly believe that if I had continued to vaccinate my second son, he would have more severe developmental issues than he does.
But physicians say when they took the oath to do no harm, it means they must provide a safe environment for all their patients.
My name is Dr. Jason Turk, and I'm a pediatrician practicing in Keller, Texas.
Turk is the current president of the Texas Pediatric Society. He's also with the Cook Children's Healthcare System, which also requires vaccinations.
If we host an increased risk within our practices by allowing non-vaccinating patients to commingle with cancer patients and newborns, then that is something that is within our control and which we potentially would feel responsible for.
Turk says his contacts across the state and the U.S. are increasingly requiring patients to get immunized because of diseases like measles.
We're talking about a disease which is exquisitely contagious.
Measles can stay in the air for up to 2 hours. A doctor's waiting room can make for a much more contagious environment than an open-air park like Disneyland. And for a healthcare system, taking that risk can cost a lot of money.
If you avoid being the next Disneyland, you know, Disneyland suffered a huge PR hit by being labeled as the source of this infection, even though it wasn't their fault.
Stephen Wallace is a professor at the UCLA Fielding School of Public Health. Wallace says the ARC decision makes economic sense, and he expects others to follow suit. But, he says, clinics should do more than just push the problem down the road. They should consider what could motivate parents to stay.
If you're going to a clinic and the clinic says, you can't come here unless your child's vaccinated, you might just say, that's fine, I'll go down the street to a different clinic. So it really hasn't solved the problem of under vaccination, except for that one clinic.
Allison Rogers says, for her, that would be a tough sell. She's reminded how much she's against some vaccines every day. Like when her family can't take their oldest son out in public. When they rarely see family members. When the chimes on the door wake her up at night because her son managed to leave the house unattended.
Your personal interests for the well-being of your family don't always align with society. And the incentive for keeping my children happy is worth whatever negative feedback I get. And I think it's inappropriate for anyone to try and take that away for whatever reasoning.
State Representative Jason Villalba says Texas can't wait for an epidemic to happen before it changes its laws like California has done.
My plea to my fellow lawmakers is that let's take the action today so that we aren't on the front pages of the newspaper next year when we do see an outbreak of diseases that have been eradicated all over the world reemerge in Texas.
In the 2015 legislative session, Villalba drafted a bill much like the legislation California signed into law last week. It would have prohibited parents from claiming philosophical or religious objections to immunizations required for their kids to go to school. His bill didn't pass. But he's hopeful data from California will help him renew his effort when lawmakers come back to Austin in 2017. Veronica Saragovia, KUT News.